Okay, English program here. And it's time to have a look at the latest news and info from the official number 10. Yes, the website of the official famous house of the PM, of course, number10.gov.uk. You know, we were talking today in the office that we once did one of these audio boothings about the Foreign Office, a press release from the Foreign Office, and they sort of tweeted back to us, sort of thanking us for the podcast, but we just got the message from in the because we have everyone who sends us a tweet, it goes straight to our email. So in the subject, it just said you've received a tweet or something from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. We thought, oh my goodness, what's that? It's quite funny at the time. So here we go. PM launches business growth package for SMEs. British MSEs are already doing incredible things, but we urgently need more of them to follow that boldness. That's the message from the PM today. The Prime Minister announced a business growth package to help Britain's small and medium-sized enterprises create jobs, export to new markets, secure finance, and cut red tape. Measures include a £95 million investment from the Regional Growth Fund to benefit hundreds of small businesses. This funding will support those SMEs considering investing in new capital assets and is expected to create at least 4,000 jobs and unlock around £500 million of new investment. Speaking at the Exporting for Growth conference in central London today, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, said this. British SMEs are already doing incredible things, but we urgently need more of them to follow that boldness. We need this to be a country where more people think, I can start my own business and I can sell to the world. Our determination is to come through these difficult times stronger, to trade our way to growth and jobs. We need to show real optimism about the future, and we need to show real aggression about pursuing Britain's interests in the world. The markets are there to be tapped. The deals are there to be done. The opportunities are there to be capitalised on. Now, together, we must seize them. That mistake there was me, not a direct quote from the Prime Minister. So, there we go. More information can be found. There's live coverage of the Exporting for Growth conference. Go to number10.gov.uk. The Prime Minister today went to Enterprise Hubs in Tech City in East London, the White Bear Yard, and the Trampery. I'm not too sure what that is. Tech City is the fastest growing technology cluster in Europe, with more than 600 businesses, up from 200 this time last year. To mark this impressive growth rate, David Cameron launched an online Tech City map, which shows that the number of businesses in the area, as well as data showing their influence on social networks. The Tech City Investment Organisation was created in March 2011, and it's designed to help the existing cluster of tech and creative companies flourish. More info can be found at techcityuk.com. So, there we go. That press release there came from the official number 10 website, number10.gov.uk.